Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. New beginnings are not just for the young. We welcome you to New Beginnings Bible Study this evening, tonight, Wednesday, on September 1st. We're going into those fall months, and it's getting darker a little bit earlier. But the faithful are here no matter what time, no matter what the season. same time on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. We've been here for years. Welcome. Welcome to our interactive Bible study. We are an interactive, multi-generational, it's not just for the young, welcoming Bible study. And we welcome all that come. Please share our website and our link to Blog Talk, the New Beginnings on Blog Talk with your friends and family. Tonight our message is persevering faith, a persevering faith. And Reverend Dr. John Clay will be delivering that message to us this evening. But before we start with what the Lord has given my husband to share, I'd like to invite Mother Gloria. Mother Gloria is the host of Coming to Me Ministry, and they meet every morning, Calling to Me Ministry, and they meet every morning online, by telephone rather. It's a wonderful ministry. She has people from all over the country that tune in for prayer early in the morning, and it's a complete prayer service with hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs, and a message. So join her sometime, and hopefully she's online now, and she's going to open us up in prayer and share the phone number so that those that are visiting with us this evening may want to join in with her in the morning. Mother Gloria, are you with me?
Every first Wednesday of the month to be able to come and pray on behalf of God's people. I feel so honored and privileged, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay. I get amazed that I says, why me, Lord? But I feel the heart of the people tonight as I went before the Lord to say, God, and I got the message about the Clay family and Dr. Clay's cousin. And is there any others who want me to go before the Lord? The Holy Spirit wants you to call out your request to him, the Father that knows all, sees all, sit high and look low. I got the Clay family at the top of the list, Dr. Clay's cousin, who was found dead in the hotel, so I have him at the top of the list. Is there anyone else? And then I'm going to go into prayer according to how the Holy Spirit had led me this evening. So if you got, call it out to God. Call it out to the God who knows your name and knows your situation. Call it out. And then I'm going to go before the Lord on behalf of all of those. Praise God. Call, tell God. Tell him about it. He's on the main line.
Thank you, Sam.
Hallelujah.
Mother Gloria, I ask you to pray for my son Whitman Haggins this evening.
Whitman Haggins, yes.
Tyrone Jenkins, man. Jenkins family. Tyrone Jenkins, Jenkins family. Little family. Armand family. Jackson family. It's so many. I'll just say Sam.
Tyrone Jenkins and the family. All right. And the Armand family.
Yeah, just family. Extended family. God knows their names. I'm just saying.
All right, go ahead on.
For Renee and Willie Davis, as they mourn the loss of their grandson, and Satana and Laurel Bonds, the parents of the child that was lost. For Samara Lacey, for Danielle Thomas and Amy Morton, and all those that have been diagnosed with any type of cancer, any type of disease, for Lisa Doggett and Keita Thomas, for Sandra Provo, for continued healing and restoration for all of them, for Juliana, Norman Rice, Bill Spratlin, the Hobbs sisters, the Hobbs family, the Hobbs Hines, and Hines family.
Yeah.
For Elisa Kazak, Alchemy Bell, Christine James, Nancy Shaw, Eric Jones, Patsy Coggins, Paula Coggins, and Nadine Matlock. For Justice Stewart Williams, for restoration in marriages and healing in marriages,
no.
For those struggling with depression and mental health and addiction and organ failure, for Anthony Williams, for Anthony Williams, for Angela Payne James, for James and Kim Chappelle, for Benjamin Berry, for Daryl, and for the Lee family, Daryl and Vivian Lee, for those that are waiting for transplants, those that are suffering with kidney disease at any stage of the kidney disease, for Benjamin Berry, for the family of Niles Flowers, Anthony Hutchison, for Arnold Blitzer. And that's the end of my list.
We'd like to pray for all of the families in the Gulf region who have been affected by the hurricane that came through.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
would like to pray for all of the families who are in the path of this hurricane.
Yes.
And pray for all of the ones who the hurricane is starting to come towards, like towards my area in New Jersey. Pray for all of those families. Pray for
the ones who
have went through this hurricane season a second time in the Louisiana area.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, God, Louisiana area. My God, my God. Now, God.
More on David Ward on that prayer list. And will we also pray this evening for all the angry and the hate that's going on?
My God, my God, my God.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Let us go to God.
Also, let's pray for all the children, who are going back to school.
Yes.
With this virus going on, this pandemic, this Delta going on. So let's pray for our babies.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is a merciful Father and the source of all comfort. Heavenly Father, our God, we come to you tonight, God, laying every burden, every weight, every concern at the foot of our God this morning, this evening, asking you, God, Lord Jesus, to look down, God, look down on all the names that was called out. Look down, God, Heavenly Father, on those, Heavenly Father, that are in Louisiana that have gone through the hurricane, God. And then we still got another one that's coming. But God, your word said, you control the winds and the storms. And we ask God that for the one that's on its way, God, we ask God that you be the end of, be in the midst of that and send it back to the lake, to the sea, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for those that have gone through and lost lives and some have lost all they've had, God. But God, you are the restorer of everything, God. You can restore those that have lost possessions, God. But for those that have lost lives, God, we're calling on you, comforter, God, to comfort them in their time of loss, God, to comfort their time in sorrow and grief, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking you, God, to move in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we ask, God, as they lean on you, God, in the midnight hours, the tears flow, God, and they're thinking about the loved ones that are no longer with them and the ones that have Father God, we pray, God, you said, let not your heart be troubled because you go to prepare a place for us. I thank you for that prepared place for those loved ones that we have, that God is no longer with us, God. There's with you, God, where all the trouble and the suffering and the sorrow is over, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're praying for those, God, that are sick and have cancer and those, Heavenly Father, that need transplants. God, you are the one, God, that can provide, God. But as they go through waiting on the transfer, those that have been diagnosed with cancer, God, you said you heal all manner of diseases. How do I know? Because I'm walking in my healing right now, God. All the doctors can say, God, you got this and you got that. But we know, God, whose report are we going to believe tonight, God? God, as we lean on you tonight, we thank you, healer. We thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, God. We thank you, God, that we can call on you, God. Give us peace that surpasses all the understanding, God, as they go through, God. Your word said you're the God of comfort, all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3, God. Be the comforter that they need, God. Everyone, that they, every name that was called out, we called out, God, for our children, God. Asking you, God, to be with them, God. We hear on the news where some of them are dying from this here, this new, we got Delta virus, God. But, God, you can still move even in that, God. So, God, where do we go, God, when trouble comes? Where do we come when we get all these things but to our Heavenly Father? So, God, we land it at your feet, God. We'll land our children at your feet as they go into the classroom, God. And we're asking you to cover them, Jesus. Put the blood of Jesus over them, God, when they walk into the classroom.
Pray,
even
mama.
When they get on the bus, God.
Pray, mama.
Give the parents. Let the parents play
pray,
for
mama.
Their children. Let them put all on their children,
talk
God,
to them, mother.
And send them out in the name
talk
of Jesus.
To them, mother.
We got to stop just sending our children
yes.
out without
talk to them,
praying.
Mother.
We got to stop sending them out without
them.
Covering, God. God,
talk
and
to
then
them.
We pray, God, that you be in the midst
talk
of the classroom.
Them,
when they go in
talk
the classroom,
them.
God, that you would sit down next to them in the name of Jesus. Then, God, we lift up the school teachers that are going
talk to
in
them,
there. God, be with the school teachers, God,
yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Talk to them,
be with them, God. They need covering,
yes,
too,
Lord.
God. And we ask that you cover
you
them
plead the
in
blood.
The mighty
talk
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Save them, God, and only you can
yes,
do it, God. Only you can do
yes.
it. So where
yes,
do we come? We come into the God of peace, Romans 15:33. Give us peace, God. Peace,
yes.
God, if I'm in the Delta variant. Give us peace in the COVID, God, when they say
yes,
we
Lord.
Got COVID.
Yes.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us the peace as we lean on you, God. Where do we go, God?
Yes.
All the doctors know what
talk
we
to him,
what they can
talk
do,
to
God. But God knows all things. He can do anything
yes.
to fail. There's no
yes,
failure
Jesus, Lord,
in you,
the blood.
So we ask
yes.
you to give us peace on the line tonight.
Yes.
Everyone
yes.
that's listening, however you may be listening, God, you said you
yes.
would give us perfect peace with a mind
yes.
stayed on us, on
yes,
you,
sir.
God. Put our mind
yes.
on you, God. We realize, God, we got the pandemic going on. We realize we got hurricanes going on. And we realize, God, all the things that we're talking about here tonight. We got hate crime. People are angry and they're hating, God, only because one thing
because
or another.
God. Yes.
Maybe, God, because of your color.
Yes.
Maybe they don't like you
yes.
because what you look
talk
like
to them,
or mother. How you stand up. We're calling on you tonight, asking you to fix
yeah.
all those things that are broken, all the things that we're going through, God, in the name of Jesus. Be a comforter for the family that have lost loved ones, God,
mm-hmm.
from unknown circumstances, God. You mm-hmm. still know all about that, and we ask you to, God,
yes,
to be
Jesus.
The comfort, God, be the
yeah.
hope. Our hope lies in you, God.
Yes.
Oh, who made heaven and earth, God. We can't do nothing but lean on you tonight, God. We can't fix it. Fix marriages in the mighty name of Jesus that
yes.
might be
yes.
falling apart, that might be something going on, God. Go in there and stir it up. Remind them they made the vows that they made in good times and bad times, in sickness
yes.
and in health. God, we're having a lot of things that's going on, but God, let them come together. Prayer changes things. They talking about taking prayer out of the school, but we got prayer out of the homes. Bring prayer in the homes where we can sit around the table. Pray for our children. Pray for our grandkids. Pray for us, God.
Yeah.
Pray for all the things that's going on, Heavenly Father. Pray, God, when the doctor give you bad news. Pray for the news that God's going to give you. What the word say, count it all as joy, because God is working on you.
You've
been diagnosed with something. God has got a plan. It's going to draw you closer to him. Hallelujah, God. Bless all pastors, God. Bless everyone that might be heavily burdened tonight, God. Somebody came, God, just a little bit, just came in, God, broke down, God, weary from the trials and tribulations of life. But God, be the lifter of their head tonight. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to you, God. As I can start to bring my prayer to a close. Draw us closer to you, God. Even in the middle of us going front. Draw us closer. Let us forget about all of that and say, God, I'm going to trust you no matter what, no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels like, because I know who you are tonight. I know you're the God of peace, the God of hope. I know you're the comforter. I know you're the healer, God, tonight. So, God, we thank you for the healing. It's nothing but in our body, minds, and soul tonight. Heal us everywhere we hurt. God, and you know the prayer request. If I forgot anything, you didn't forget, because you know every name, every circumstance, it was called, and we put it at your feet, saying, thank you, Jesus. Now, God, bless the remaining part of this service. God, his elder comes forth, God, to teach, God. God, we thank you, God. Because faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things are not seen, God. We're hoping, God, for those things we have not seen, but we're trusting you to bring it to pass.
Yes.
So, God, I thank you for allowing me to pray this prayer on behalf of your people. And I thank you, God. You know every name, every concern, everything that I might have forgotten. I thank you, God, you don't forget. Matter of fact, you knew it before they knew it. So I thank you, God. And I give you all
thank
the
you,
praise
Jesus.
And all the glory in Jesus' name. I do pray. Send a hallelujah.
You,
now, you know what? Now is the time to praise God for your protection that you put before
Amen.
Him. Now is the time that you praise him.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that God is going to bring up a path that God's going to do it.
Yes.
Because he
Jesus.
Knows it's faithful and his mercy on you every day. So see, you got to have a praise in your heart for when you called out to God that he's going to bring it to pass, that he's going to do it, that he's going to be that comfort that you need. He's going to be that healer that you need. He's going to be that one that will heal the grief and the sorrow that you might have.
Yes, he will.
In his name I pray, amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Thank you,
God.
You
do it, God. You do it, God.
Gloria, we thank you so much for that anointed prayer. And as I come forth in the name of Jesus,
you do it, God.
I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This morning, this evening, I come forth in the name of Jesus with our title is A Preserving Faith. A Preserving Faith. And one might ask, what is a preserving faith? A preserving faith is a faith that when struggles come, when trials, when things appear too difficult for you, a preserving faith is when you believe, trust, and have faith in God. No matter what you're going through,
amen.
No matter what the challenges may appear to look like,
amen.
Trust, believe, and have faith in God. You may be one who's listening right now, challenged with a trial, with a situation, with a loss, with pain, with some type of disease, something that may be overwhelming. And I come this evening to tell you, in the name of Jesus, to have a preserving faith in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God says that there are promises. There are promises that he has for those that love him. He says, I am that I am.
Yes, he did.
I am your strength. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Mm-hmm.
I will never leave you. That's a promise. No matter what you're going through, I will never leave you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have plans for you. You can even say your name. You can put your name in there. I have plans for you. Hallelujah. He even says, I hear your prayers.
Amen. Yes, he does. Amen.
We just heard an anointed prayer. We just heard a prayer that made us, that gave us joy.
My
that
God.
Put us
thank
in
you,
a situation
Jesus.
To make us feel better.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Before
the prayer began.
My God.
And God is saying that I hear your prayers.
He hears you.
You may be one that may be a, what they call, that pray in the closet. God says, I hear your prayers. He says that I will fight for you. You have no need to get angry at another. You have no need to get violent. You have no need to fight. God is saying, I will fight for you. You can put your name in there.
That's right.
And count it as all joy. He says that I will give you peace. When things seem like they're in turmoil, confused, overwhelming, distressful, God is saying, I will give you peace. Hallelujah. My struggles may be too much for me. God is saying, I will give you peace. Just have a preserving no matter what you're going through, don't give up. Have a preserving faith. Trust and believe that I will be with you. And then he has said, I will always love you. I will always love you. For any of the believers, you would know that the word that tells us that Jesus Christ came, he died, and he resurrected. What greater love is that than the Father to give his only begotten Son for you and me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we move on into the scripture, this is a letter to the Hebrews. And Apostle Paul is writing this letter, and it goes, it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our hope without wavering.
Amen.
Let us hold fast. Have you ever been in a situation where you're trying to hold on to something and then all of a sudden, old man doubt tries to creep in? You're holding on fast and trying not to waver, trying not to have anything other than the hope of knowing that it's going to work out. And it says here in the letter, let us hold fast. Let the body of Christ hold fast. Right now he's talking to the Hebrew community, but let us hold fast without wavering. Hold fast to the profession of your hope. Your hope for tomorrow. Your hope of knowing that it's going to work out, or everlasting. Everlasting. And it goes on to 24, and it says, let us consider one another to provoke one another to love and to good works. Provoking. When you're provoking someone, you're inciting someone. You're motivating someone. When you're provoking, you are getting someone to do something that they may not want to do. Provoking, to push on. And it says in his letter, provoking one another to love and to good works. You notice that has nothing to do with hate. It says to love one another, to love others. And loving others, when you have love in your heart, good works is going to prevail. Good works is going to come out. Good works is going to show because of the love that you have for one another.
Amen.
You're not going to, we're not going to, the body of Christ is not going to see someone in distress and not do nothing at all. To love one another and to good works. And then it goes on and says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together in the manner some is, but exhorting one another, lifting up one another. The writer of Hebrews urges the congregation during this time. During this time, they're under stress. They're under stress. They don't know whether to congregate or, they're congregating and they're holding fast to their hope. All the Hebrew community, that believers of Christ, are gathering regularly to stave off discouragement. Could you imagine being a community and you are punished because of what you believe? You are punished because of your faith. You are punished because of your preserving faith. And here it's saying in the letter, there is words of encouragement from Apostle Paul to the Hebrew community. And it's based not on their feeling, but on the promises of the one in whom they have placed their faith in. That person is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he can be trusted. Provoking one another to love and to do good deeds almost sounds like a challenge. It almost sounds like a challenge. And you know what a challenge is? Well, I can do more loving deeds than you. Century, the Christians, they were ones who, they were called to use their talents and their treasures to care for the community. They used their talents to care for the community to help one another. And the Hebrew letter is saying to continue to help one another. Don't give up. Don't abandon the faith. Have you ever felt like that? When things were so overwhelming. See, things were so, we're not in a society right now where we're being persecuted, but imagine trying to determine if you need to abandon your faith because of what you believe. And this letter here is saying that when you know the truth, when you willfully know the truth and you choose to do just the opposite, then you're no longer making a sacrifice for your sin. It's like your parents telling you, don't put your hand in that cookie jar. You know that you're not supposed to put your hand in the cookie jar. But you know what? When no one is looking, you choose to put your hand in the cookie jar. Believing that no one is going to see you or you're not going to get caught. Because in my mind, I'm thinking that if you were warned not to put your hand in the cookie jar and you choose to do so with the one who warns you, then the outcome would not be in your favor. So in my mind, that person is putting their hand in the cookie jar knowing that no one is looking, no one can see them. But God can see everything. He can see our hidden sins. God can see our thoughts. He can hear our thoughts. He knows what we're going to do even before we even decide to make that choice. And it goes on here and it says, for when we willfully sin after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. There remains no more of a sacrifice for sins. But, and it goes, and it says that, that there is a certain fearful looking for the judgment and the fiery indignation who is ready to devour the adversaries. And in the letter it says, he who despised the law of Moses died without mercy under two or three witnesses, meaning that they chose not to be obedient to the word of God. They chose to put their hand in the cookie jar when they was warned not to. Mm-hmm. Willfully doing something, knowing the truth. And it goes on in the letter, it says, how much more of a punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy to have trodden under the foot of God and counted on the blood of the covenant by that which he hath been sacrificed. An unholy thing which is done despise the spirit of grace. Meaning that when God made a sacrifice, there's a blood, there's a covenant between you, the body of Christ. There is a covenant between you and I, or God and you. There is a covenant. And within that covenant, a covenant I look at as an agreement. And within that agreement, there are rules.
That's right.
Or guidelines to follow.
Binding.
Yep. Binding. When we choose not to follow those guidelines, or those binding agreements, it says here that you are going against, we're going against the covenant.
That's right.
We're going against what God is saying that we should not do.
That's right.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, we know that we're not perfect. I don't know about you. You might be perfect, but if you say that you're perfect, you're a perfect liar.
My God, that's all right.
We all sin and fall short from the glory of God. We all fall short. There is no one perfect. No one. When it says, for all have sinned and fallen short for the glory of God, look at my brothers and sisters. This is one of the key statements in the entire New Testament. It falls within the most powerful and thorough explanation of our salvation by faith. Faith alone.
My God.
And that faith alone is through the grace of God. And it's written in the Bible. If you don't want to, if you want to go and check, if you want to go check, it's in the Bible. Before anyone can put their faith in Jesus, my brothers and sisters, before anyone can put their faith in Jesus Christ, death on the cross that saved them, they must believe and understand that they are a sinner in need of salvation.
Yes, God. My God. My
I know
God.
I'm a sinner. I know I'm in a need. Paul teaches us that the glory of God is the standard. Let me say that again. The glory of God is the standard.
Amen.
No one can ever match that. No one can ever match that. I have never, ever heard anyone say, I'm going to take my only begotten son and put him on the cross for the sins of the world.
My God.
No one can match that. That is the standard. And Paul teaches us that the glory of God is the standard, and no one but Jesus Christ has ever come close to meeting it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of sin is in us and will never, ever be eradicated until that glorious day that we see Jesus face to face. What a day that will be. But until then, my brothers and sisters, we fight sin by faith. And we can, listen, we can experience assurance inside our fight.
Amen.
We can be assured that in our fight that it's going to be a glorious day, that it's going to be victorious. We can be assured of that.
Yes,
but we also
thank you, Jesus.
Believe there are forms of willful sin. And that willful sin is the evidence that someone has not been saved. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
That's why we are here. That's why we are here. We are here to proclaim the word of God. No one knows the heart except for Jesus. No one knows the heart. We can't judge. We can't look at another person because of what they've done and judge them. No one knows the heart of a person except for Jesus. Think about the thief on the cross. His last minute, his last dying breath, he gave his life to Christ. We cannot judge a person for their actions, for we all fall short. My goodness. Let's move on. And we go into 27. It says, but a fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation, which is ready to devour the adversaries, the enemies. He that despises the law of Moses dies without mercy under two or three witnesses. And the letter goes on to tell the Hebrew that how much more punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God and counted the blood of the covenant by which he had been sanctified and a holy thing has been done despite the spirit of grace. For we know him. For we know him. And we know, you know, you've heard the word. It says, God says, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. The Lord will judge you and I come that last day.
Mm-hmm.
We are all going to go before the throne and we're going to be judged. And you know what? Sometimes it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God when you're wrong, when you've not been right. But isn't God a loving God? We can ask for forgiveness for our sins. We can ask for forgiveness for our shortcomings. See, he's doing this time with the Hebrews, when the Apostle Paul was writing to the Hebrews this letter, this epistle, they were under great persecution. Can you imagine everything that they owned was taken from them? That's what they were going through. And the letter was to remind them to hold fast to your faith. Don't abandon it. They were losing everything. Just the magistrate will come and take everything, and they were left with nothing. And they began to start to wonder themselves, such as sometimes you and I, should I abandon this faith? Look at, I have nothing. Look at what's been taken from me. Look at what I've lost. Everything has been taken from me. Look at what I'm going through. Look at my challenges. Look at my situation. And they began to ask, should I abandon the faith? And Paul reminds them to hold on to that faith. Don't abandon it. Don't abandon it. And he goes on to remind them, but call ye to mind the former days in which after ye were enlightened to endure so great a suffering, a conflict, and suffering. He's reminding them of what they came through to get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
He's reminding you and I, of what we came through to get to where we are.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes.
Have you been through any challenges? Have you been through any persecution? Have you been through anything and come through? Knowing that it wasn't you, but it was only by the grace of God.
Amen.
Only by the grace of God that you made it. And that's what he's reminding them, that no matter what it looks like, You've lost everything, but he's telling the Hebrew community, stand still. Just be still. Don't get violent. Don't fight back. I will fight your battle for you. I will fight your battles for you. Isn't that one of the promises? I will fight for you. So all he wants us to do is be still. Stand still. The word says, stand still. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes that can be hard. Sometimes that can be challenging. And for the Hebrew people during that time, it was challenging. They was about ready to turn their backs on God because of their persecution. And that's what the letter was to remind them of. And it's not only to remind them of the past, but also to remind them of the future. Of the future. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, just knowing that God has plans for you and I?
Amen.
There's a purpose for our life to
Amen.
Prosper.
Amen.
I lost power. I lost power. No, that's me. I didn't have it plugged in. My goodness. That's what happens when you're preaching a word and the enemy tries to get in and try to challenge you and I, especially when we're trying to do good. My computer just went off and my microphone and everything just cut off. It just cut off.
But I know that this word is still going to go forward in the name of Jesus. It will go forward in the name of Jesus. So because you heard a silence, that's what that was. That's what that was. That's why I say just please, you know, keep me in prayer as we move forward, as we move forward. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to a close with this and just remind, you know, here that the writer focuses on willfully persisting sin. And he's reminding us, he's telling us to hold to our preserving faith. Don't turn your back on God. Don't turn your back, no matter what. Don't abandon your faith. Do not abandon your faith. God is a faithful God, and he wants you and I to be faithful during our walk and our journey as we grow in the Spirit of God, in the Spirit of Christ, and through our experiences, we gain knowledge. We grow spiritually. We have a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there in this point. Are there any comments? All the mics are open. Are there any comments at this time? Hallelujah. Are there any comments? Did I lose everyone? Can you hear me?
We're here, Elder John. We enjoyed this lesson.
Oh, thank you. I thought I lost everyone.
No, we're here, sir. We're here. We enjoyed this lesson. You know, we have to stay steadfast in our faith, you know, because God is, he's there. Even when we're at the end of the rope, don't let go because he's there, because he's faithful and he's just. And he is everything that we need, especially in these times, these days, these hours. So thank God for your message, your word today, sir.
Yeah,
it was not only enlightening, but it reassured us that we are in his hands and he has us in his plan and nothing can deter that. If we
continue
to keep our eyes on Christ, on our faith, Trinity One, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
I enjoyed it. Praise the Lord, Brother Moderator. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? Brother Moderator, this was an on-time message. As you said, when we talk sidebar, this was at the appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is words of encouragement for the believer and unbeliever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone was to take today's message and put it on, I believe you was on week before last. I think Sister Reverend Doc was on last week.
Yeah.
And if they take those two and put them together, oh, man, you can't do nothing but come to Christ. And if you're a believer, you can't do nothing but have nothing but faith at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Know, I highly encourage people to go back and listen to when you was on week before last, and I encourage you to go back yourself and take both of them, put them together. That's a powerful message. These messages, they're powerful. As a rapper out of that rapper MC out of Wine Dash, New York, says Rakim, what you did was simple, but quite clever. God bless.
Amen.
I don't know what he knows about Wine Dash. That's close to my hometown, but I'm gonna get off.
Right.
Hallelujah. Talk about Wine Dash. That's right next door to North Babylon. Any other comments? Any other comments that you received from, you know, from your interpretation or anything that you want to share with the body of Christ? Listen, folks, and thank you so much for the encouragement. You know, I am one, you know, that I just like to hear others rather than anyone or receiving compliments. You know, I just, and I do thank you for that. You know, I just. Hopefully and prayerfully teach the word, and hopefully that someone receives it in Jesus' name. And and if I don't, you know, please, you know, charge it to my mind and not my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We can't charge it to you not lack of studying because you in that word.
Praise God.
Charge it to your mind and not your heart, but we can't charge it to your studying because you in that word.
Say it, Pastor Miles.
As they said back in the 70s, keep on keeping on. God bless. I love y'all both so much. Bye-bye.
Love you. God bless you. Are there any other comments? Any other comments? I see West Virginia on the line. And some others on the line, any comments, anything that you'd like to share, I'll give you an opportunity.
Come on, West Virginia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, well, since we have no other comments on, I'm looking at South Carolina. Are there any comments?
Mm-hmm. No, sir, but thank you for the word. I had your sister-in-law listening with us, and it was a good word.
Oh, praise God. That's Sister Lisa.
Praise the Lord.
Lisa. Praise God.
Yeah, she's always on. She's just a silent
listener. Yeah, God bless you, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bless you, too.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Wonderfully
capable. West Virginia is in tears right now, but hey,
oh, praise God. Look at that.
Yeah.
And West Virginia, remember that we all got our arms around you for comfort and prayer and healing. We're in this together, and we're going to get through it.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Amen. We are praying, you know, what we were praying for, that's his brother that was fine. So that's what he is referring to.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that was his brother. His brother is normally on also. He's normally listening. He's a silent listener, but he's normally on as well, from out of Maryland or Brooklyn or whatever area that he may be located. But we keep him in prayer So you know, God's got you. God's got you, my brother.
Yes, He does.
God has got you. And isn't that what we do? You know, I talked about this in the Word. In terms of constantly to encourage one another. You know, we encourage one another. It doesn't make a difference what the situation is. We always encourage one another. And that's what we're supposed to do. And if we're not doing that, then we're missing out on what God has for us in our assignment. Always encouraging. You know, always encouraging.
Yeah.
You never know the power of words, encouragement.
You never know.
I look at those as being seeds being planted. Seeds being planted. You know?
That's right.
God bless you. Okay, as we come to the close of an hour, since there are no others that have any comments before we close. Amen. So we thank you for tuning in. Thank you for praying with me, you know, what a blessing it is when brothers and sisters come together in unity and in the spirit of Christ. And I thank you so much for your spirit that you share each and every time that you come on. I thank you for your encouragements for one another, not just for my wife and myself, but also for others that are on the line. And that's what it's about. You know, most of you have never even seen each other, but still encouraging one another. You know, that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
You know, God controls this whole world. You know, I'm looking at numbers here from all different states. He's never seen each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still blessing through his word. And that's how powerful God is. That's how powerful God is. So,
that's
once again, we thank you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
God bless you.
Until
God bless you.
God bless everyone.
I can begin again.